According to Knight Frank Thailand Research, the Phuket condo market's expected to perform better in line with the brighter economic situation and the growing population of the island. They say increasing supply and higher selling prices will be the key drivers, whilst demand is forecast to improve slightly. The number of launches in Phuket's predicted to increase, and Thai developers as well as joint venture developments will be key players in the market. According to research, demand across the island will continue to be driven by international home buyers, investors and expats, especially those from China, Russia and Australia. Business operators and landlords are urging PM Prayut Chan-o-Char to cancel a Consumer Protection Board measure implemented at the start of May to protect customers from being overcharged on utility fees by hostels, apartments or rented rooms in residential buildings. Another measure in the new Consumer Protection Board legislation prohibits landlords from removing the belongings of a tenant alleged to have breached a rental contract and to instead take the matter to court. The new regulation causes them a financial burden, the 60-strong business group pleaded as they filed a petition to the PM at the Public Service Centre in Government House. They say it's impractical to follow the new requirements to charge no more than the electricity and tap water fees charged by the authorities to the business because an individual apartment's monthly bill cycle date might not match the dates on the bill from the power and water utilities. They say if they abide by the new rules, landlords will have to carry this burden. I doubt whether they're going to get support from 99% of the population. A drug bust netted a suspected dealer along with 554,000 methamphetamine pills, along with 1.4 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine, in Bangkok. The alleged drug dealer was arrested after a tailing operation paid off. Police later seized 2.26 million baht in assets from the 24-year-old Samut Prakan native, including a luxury car, a pickup truck, and a motorcycle, pending an investigation as to how they were purchased. Well, that man's been charged with possession of narcotics, and in a second related drug bust, police arrested a 21 and 24-year-old, along with 10,000 methamphetamine pills in another sting operation. Pattaya police have arrested two Nigerians alleged to be members of a romance scam preying on Thai women. The 28 and 30-year-old have been accused of being members of gangs conducting romance scams and ATM skimming cards. Police have seized forging tools for copying ATM cards, along with fake credit cards and fake ID cards. The two claim they've been hired by another Nigerian to withdraw the money and then deposit it to the man's account in exchange for 5% commission. They say so far they've deposited over 1 million baht to that account. And the United Kingdom is reported to have granted a 10-year visa to former Thai PM Yingluck Shinawatra. The BBC Thai website has quoted a close aide as saying that Yingluck is now free to travel in and out of the UK, although each visit can only be for a maximum of 6 months. Yingluck's the younger sister of Thaksin Shinawatra, who's also been on the run from a jail term in Thailand on corruption-related charges. Thailand's first female PM, Yingluck disappeared a few days before the Supreme Court's Criminal Division for Political Office Holders delivered a verdict in a case against her in the rice pledging scheme in August last year. A close aide of Thaksin's told the BBC Thai that many countries had been willing to give his sister the travel documents she sought. And a team of officers from the 5th Infantry Division of the Royal Thai Army, the Royal Thai Navy 3rd Area Command, and the Phuket City Police have conducted a crackdown on illegal, noisy, disruptive, and modified motorbikes at Sapan Hin. Officers arrested 70 motorbike drivers and 47 passengers. Police also seized 70 illegally modified motorbikes. Most illegal motorbikes had noisy, modified exhaust pipes. The crackdown's part of a national clampdown on illegally modified motorbikes and organised teen racing, usually organised through Facebook pages.